Hello. Welcome to Touch of Taste. Do you have a reservation with us today? Okay, perfect. And what's the name on the reservation? Okay, let's see if I have you on my list. Oh, here you are. Great. Well, my name is Pirate, and I'll be your server this evening. Is it just you tonight? Absolutely. Treat yourself to a wonderful night alone. I get it. We actually recommend solo dining at our restaurant so that you can better focus on the quality of our food. Have you eaten with us before? Oh, well, welcome. I think you'll find this a very unique dining experience. We have culinary experts from around the globe and world-class experienced designers to help us pair other sensory stimulations to bring the best flavors out of our food. We have a few different dining options for you to choose from. Of course, you can choose a more traditional dining experience where you choose from our menu, which is created daily based on our access to the freshest ingredients, and paired with a personal screen showing you relevant visual stimulation, such as white sand beaches, scenes from outer space, or even some more psychedelic-inspired imagery, depending on what you order. Then there's the pod experience, which is a little more immersive. You'll be placed in a state-of-the-art VR pod, where you can choose from a more limited menu and be surrounded by the sounds and sights designed to best match your dining choices. And then there's the chef's tasting menu, where we take you to a private room where I will personally run you through a 10-course meal, each with its own unique pairing of a visual, auditory, or tactile sensory pairing. It's very low-tech, and admittedly a little on the pricey side, but between you and me, when I'm trying to treat myself, I always choose this option. The personal touch just cannot be beat. So, which type of experience would you like tonight? The tasting menu? Excellent choice! If you'll just follow me to the back, I can get you set up in your private room. If you'll just sit in your chair for a moment, feel free to take your jacket off. I'll just go to the kitchen to prepare your tasting. Okay, I'm back. I'll just put your food down over here. Yes, we keep each course covered until it's time to consume. Partially to keep it fresh, and partially so your attention is only on the culinary experience of the moment. Before we start, it's important to cleanse our mental palate, make sure we've let go of expectations, and are fully in the moment. So, if you don't mind, I want you to get comfortable in your chair, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. Hold the breath in, let it collect all the residue of this day, all the stress, anxiety, and subpar food, and out. One more time. Deep breath in, hold it, and out. Okay, I think we're ready. First things first, this is your wine for the evening. This is our proprietary white blend, made from some of the finest wines from Argentina and France. You'll notice it has almost a citrusy aroma. Before you sip, I want you to take a moment, close your eyes again, and imagine yourself on a Caribbean island, sitting under a cabana. A warm breeze gently traces over your skin, the ocean crashing and calling out to you in the distance, as the sun starts to get low over the water, causing the sky to erupt into a dozen shades of oranges, pinks, and reds. A beautiful woman, wearing only a crown of tropical flowers, walks up to you, carrying a tray with your drink on it. Her beautiful figure glows in the radiant light of the sunset. She leans over you, her bare breasts now level with your eyes as she brings the glass of wine to your lips. And now, sip the wine. How was it? Great, right? I love the wine in Cabana course. It's such a simple way to elevate an already amazing wine. Take a moment to enjoy another sip of the wine, letting your mind ease back into the fantasy of the cabana. Okay, so our first course is known as the amuse-bouche, a gift from the kitchen. It's a single bite dish meant to awaken the palate. Today we have a blini with trout roe caviar and creme fraiche, and it pairs best with an authentic compliment. So as you prepare to take this bite, I just wanted to tell you that I think you have beautiful eyes. The kind I could really just look into and lose track of time. And now for the second course. This is the cheese course. Which hand do you eat with? Okay, great. If you don't mind giving me the other hand, I'm going to give you a gentle hand massage while I describe it to you. Today we have a gorgeous aged manchego, rich and crumbly, with an intense zest that I'm sure you'll love. As you eat it, I want you to imagine yourself coming home from a long day at work. All the stress of the day is still on your shoulders, but as you open the door, you're greeted by the familiarity and safety of your own personal space. The evening is yours to enjoy. After you put the things down, you go take a hot shower. The stress of the day melts off you like butter on hot bread. The water rushes past your ears, over your shoulders, and down your arms. You finally have a moment to yourself, and in that quiet moment, you find peace. Let the sharp cheese cut through your tension, just like that shower. Feel it in your mouth as the flavor spreads over your tongue. Take a deep breath and let it roll over you. Good. Are you ready to move on to the hors d'oeuvres? Great! These are some decadent bacon-wrapped dates. Well-balanced, sweet, salty, crispy, and soft. It's really just great finger food. This course is meant as a moment of respite before we get into the heavier courses, and as such, it pairs greatly with the scalp massage and small talk. Take your time. Eat them as slowly as you like. I'm just going to stand behind you and run my fingers through your hair. This is also a great time for me to get to know you better. Are you from in town? Oh, and where are you visiting from? Oh, cool. I haven't spent much time in that part of the country, but I've always wanted to go. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, I'm in school here. I only have a semester left. I'm an anthropology major. I'm actually really interested in the history of food, why people eat different things, what causes cuisines to form in different regions. I think it's fascinating. Food is really the one thing that connects us all. Yeah, that's part of why I took the job here. I think it's really pushing the envelope on what the dining experience can be. Even if it doesn't catch on, it's a cool piece of history to be a part of. So how did you hear about us? Well, you should thank them tomorrow. They gave you the best recommendation you could get. So, are you married or have a girlfriend? Does she know you're here? Well, I guess I should have covered this earlier, but yes, this tasting can be an intense culinary experience, and it's possible that she might not be happy if she heard about all of it. No, we have a full confidentiality policy. We won't tell anyone you're here unless we're required to for some legal reason. Besides, it's not like it's cheating to eat out at a nice restaurant. This is no different. Looks like we strayed away from small talk there. How are the dates? I'm so glad. Are you ready to continue? Great. So for our soup today, we have a hearty minestrone. Elegantly simple, but powerfully flavored. Minestrone already offers a full tactile and auditory experience. I mean, who doesn't love slurping down soup, right? And the pasta and vegetables offer a heterogeneous and thoroughly warming experience, so the only thing to pair it with, really, is visual stimulation. So go ahead and start eating your soup. I'm just going to sit over here on the other side of the table. Now, I want you to keep your eyes on me. I know, how often does the cute server want you to look at her, right? Keep your eyes on me. Watch my hand come up to my neck, slowly unbuttoning my white dress shirt. Moving down, one button at a time, until my full cleavage is exposed, and my shirt is entirely unbuttoned. Now that my shirt is open, I'll bring my hand back up, gently squeezing the cup of my lacy bra, feeling my perky tits under the fabric, then feeling between my breasts for the clasp, and releasing it. Yes, front clasp bra. Very fancy, I know. As you finish your soup, keep your eyes on my firm tits. Watch my hands grope and squeeze the soft flesh, giving way to my delicate fingers as my small, erect nipples react to my thumbs. Go ahead and take another sip of your wine. Gather the full experience as you watch me play with my breasts. Are you ready for the next course? For our salad tonight, we have roasted corn and red onions with some lovely arugula and a light Dijon vinaigrette. It's crisp and warm, with just a little bit of acid to bring forth the best in everything else. Since soup and salad normally go together, our pairings are also related. I'm going to come back around to the side of your offhand, and I'm going to place your hand on my breast. Go on, don't be shy. It's all part of the culinary experience. I want you to play with my breast as you eat your salad. It's a pretty fun way to get your vegetables, huh? Feel my firm breast under your fingertips. My hard nipple feels like a small pearl under your thumb. Let the crunch of onion and corn contrast with my soft skin. Take the time you need to enjoy the experience. Was the salad up to your standards? You're too kind. Are you ready for your first main course? You'll have to let go of my tit to get it. I know it's a tough choice, but I promise it'll be worth it. For our first main course, we have honey roasted duck over creamy mashed potatoes with fried sage salsa. Oh, impatient to know the pairing, huh? Slow down there, buddy. Don't forget that this is first and foremost a culinary experience. Take a deep breath in, clearing your mental palate again, so the only thing you're focused on is the food in front of you. And breath out. Take a moment to smell the duck. Feel how crispy the skin is under your fork, how moist and tender the meat is. And while you do that, I'm going to get on my knees behind your chair, reaching around under your arms so that I'm not taking away from your range of motion. I'm going to unbuckle your belt and slide your cock out from under your boxers. Seems like you really enjoy the soup and salad, huh? I'm just going to apply a little lotion and grip your cock around its firm, erect base as I slowly start jerking your cock up and down. Enjoy the rich duck in your mouth. Feel my breath on your neck as my hand caresses and strokes your cock. If you'd like, you can imagine yourself back in the cabana. The beautiful, naked woman who fed you the wine is now sitting next to you, watching the stars in the sky, her hand on your hard, thick, long shaft. Her ample breasts are bouncing slightly with the movement of her arms. The night air is crisp and cool. She smiles at you, excited by your company as her hand glides up and down. The roasted duck soothes you, keeps you warm from the chilled air. The pungent sage and rich meat are almost as comforting as her company. You really devoured that duck breast. Did you find the paired hand job aided your appetite? That's what most guests say. Are you ready for the palate cleanser? Okay, well, let me clear your dishes while I explain this course. In some traditional cuisines, a typical palate cleanser would be something like a sorbet, something sharp to cut through the richness of the first main course and prepare you for the second. But here at Touch of Taste, we prefer Le Trou Normand, also known as the Norman Break. It's a shot of an apple brandy called a Calvados. However, we still think having a sharp flavor is important to cleansing a palate, so I'm going to hike up my skirt and pull down my panties and take a seat on the table. So what you're going to do is take the first shot of the Calvados, process it, enjoy it, and then you're going to eat me out on the table. Not necessarily to completion, though I obviously wouldn't complain, but just long enough to get a clean palate before you take the second shot. Are you ready? It's okay if you want to take a second. It's not every day that a beautiful pussy is presented to you on your dinner table. Take a good look. Here, I'll even spread the lips for you. Like what you see? Not yet, you impatient scoundrel. Brandy first. Here you go. Bottoms up. And now, put your face between my legs. Oh, yeah, yeah, just like that. Use your tongue. Run it through the folds of my pussy. Tasting my juices. Oh, God. Oh, that feels... Oh, yeah, right there. That's good. Oh, God, you're making me so wet. Okay. Let's get you your second shot. I would love for you to keep going, but this isn't that kind of restaurant. The culinary experience is first. We've done enough to get your palate cleared, and you have 3 courses left. So let me pour you that shot. That's one lucky woman you've got. Here you go. Drink up. Okay. Just give me a second to get off the table and regain my composure. You've got some wet on your face. Here, I have a napkin. I'll get it. Got it. So how are you feeling so far? Yes, I imagine a beautiful, mostly naked woman would make a lot of meals better. Don't worry, I think you'll enjoy these final three courses. So, where was I? Oh, right, our second main. This is a marvelous baked ratatouille with goat cheese. It's decadent, with the tomatoes and peppers lending a nice sharpness to the dish, and the goat cheese is fresh from a local farm. Between you and me, it's my favorite of the main courses. Now, I can't help but notice that you're very distracted by visual stimuli. But for this one, I really want you to focus on understanding and getting to know the flavors of the dish. Luckily, there won't be much to look at this time. Could I get you to scoot your chair back a little from the table?
Okay, perfect. I'm going to climb under the table. Whoops, gotta be careful. Don't want to spill any of this food. Go ahead and take your first taste. What do you notice about the flavors? Really take the flavors in. A lucky woman indeed. So, how's the food? Enjoying it? Good. Let me know when you finish that plate. All done? Okay. Well, I'm actually going to be staying under the table for the rest of the meal. But I can walk you through this part. There should be two covered dishes left. Our next course is dessert. It should be the larger of the two plates. Got it? Okay, remove the cover. Tonight's dessert is a chocolate budino with candied walnuts, extra virgin olive oil, and sea salt. It's a wonderful dessert, and for its pairing, well, what is the dessert of good head if not ball play? I'll start with my hand, gently massaging and cupping your sensitive balls, feeling the weight of them in my hand as you take the first bite. And then I'll bring my tongue down your shaft and to lick around them. Before bringing each one into my mouth, one at a time, while my hand strokes your cock. Take it slow. Enjoy each bite. Savor each moment. Feel the salt and olive oil cut through the decadent flavor of the dark chocolate, rounding it out. Like your round balls.
done with dessert? All right. Well, in that case, it's time to move to the final course, the mignardise. It's a small, bite-sized dessert, similar to the amuse-bouche, that signifies the closing of the meal. This is a course that's traditionally only served on special occasions, but we believe that any time you eat here, it's a special occasion. So if you're ready, you can reveal the final dish. So for our final dish, we have a bite-sized raspberry and pistachio tart, but you can't eat it yet. In order to maximize the conclusion to your culinary journey tonight, the mignardise is to be eaten at the moment of climax. In case that's not clear, I'll say it plain. I'm going to suck you off, and when you come, you bite the tart. Got it? I thought you would. So for now, you should just close your eyes, lean back, take deep breaths, and let your mind wander. You can think of the woman in the cabana taking you into her mouth as the sun rises again, her hair pulled back, ass in the air, showing off her every curve for you, or how I'm down here on my knees, touching my slick pussy as I suck you off, my only mission to get your cum into my throat. It's up to you. I'm sure there are plenty of women who want you in your imagination.
Let's see. You liked it when I did this. Wow. If you weren't already taken, I might try and give you my number after this. Mm-hmm. Tell me when you're close. You're close. Mm-hmm. Oh, the tart. Mm-hmm. Get it ready. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go bite the tart. Put that cum in my mouth and eat that fucking dessert. Wow. So how was the tart? Was it orgasmic? Can you scoot your chair back so I can, you know, get out? Thank you. Well, sir, I hope you enjoyed your meal today at Touch of Taste. Once again, I'm Pirate, and it's been my absolute pleasure to guide you through your culinary journey. I'll leave you here for a moment to process and digest your meal, and be back in a little bit to settle your check. Whoops, almost walked out with my tits out.